Log Talk Radio. Log Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday. Welcome, everybody, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Sight from Long Island, New York, to the world. And this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to call in, we get our phone set up. Feel free. Tell you one of the things that's a definite mad for me, that the Center for Disease Control and many of these medical professionals are not acknowledging people as individuals, as having been, fought off the virus or have a excellent immune system and took their own organic vaccinations that protect you against virus. Millions of people like that who have not been acknowledged by the Center for Disease Control. So I think that's a big mistake. You know, that's the problem with the system as a whole. They don't acknowledge people as individuals and check in with many of the doctors. Many of them holistic. Some of them are not. Some of them just plain medical doctors who can tell you about this, who believe in natural immunity. So that's a definite mad for me, you know, if they're going to. And the other thing is that they haven't acknowledged that viruses dissipate, that they disappear.
Yeah, like herd immunity.
They'd like you to believe that this vaccine
did it.
Is making a big difference. I don't believe that. You know, because they're making money with it. Now they're talking about you got to get a booster shot
at the end of the year.
Yeah. Now, how many people are going to have problems from this vaccine a few months down the road?
Yeah.
And they won't even be able to identify those problems as being from the vaccine because they haven't tested it enough. There's all kinds of ramifications here that have not many contradictions. You have some places now who and then you have some places that are telling you to wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very contradictory. And what does it come down to in my mind? Everybody is an individual.
That's right.
You've got to find out what works for you best and
That's right. It
and use it, as long as it doesn't hurt you or anybody else. That's really what it comes down to. You know, if you want to get vaccinated, that's up to you.
That's right.
You know, I don't condemn people who got vaccinated. I'd be extra careful with them because now they have the germ in them. Think about that. They have the germ in them, and then they have other content of that vaccination that has not been fully tested in them, and you don't know what that can lead to.
Mm-hmm.
See? So it's not just the virus that they made up in the laboratory. There's other things in there that haven't been conclusively tested. That's why that German doctor with Gary Knoll was talking about that. The great scientist And he said, you know, you can't fool the human body.
That's true.
They know. The body knows when you put something in there
that isn't right.
Made up in a laboratory as opposed to the real stuff. All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday. And I guess we can say the phones are open, right?
Yeah.
213-816-1650, if you want to call in. And let's see, brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, the Little Bear, the Akita, Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady, and we want to thank her for all her caring and help.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you need a service dog and you'd like to know more about the Akita, give us a call or send an email to Big East Akita Rescue. I think it's Verizon.org.
I think
Verizon.
So too, but I have to look that up for the next time.
Yeah. Or you can call 609-388-7004. Now, don't let these guide dog schools tell you that an Akita cannot be a guide dog.
No.
That's one of the biggest lies in the world, because I've proved them wrong.
Oh, yeah, you have.
You know, you got to get the right one. Yeah, you know,
yeah.
You got to be careful and get the dog checked out and evaluated, sure. Just like with any other dog.
Yeah.
You know, just because they breed the dogs doesn't mean that dog doesn't have problems. Every dog has, well, they say every dog has its day, so. It's true. Every
That's
dog does have
too.
It today.
That's true.
All right, Big East, Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. We remember several of those who have passed. Little Tommy, Avante Oquindo, Corey Foster, Ollie Campbell. And watch out for the children. Go an extra mile for a child. All right? Inner
and
sight.
If you have a...
Remind
Frank,
you.
Frank, I'd like to mention this. If you have a child that you'd like to mention on our broadcast who, you know, passed on and, you know, you'd like to mention, just, you know, give us a call and tell us the circumstances and stuff, and we'll be glad to mention your child on our broadcast. Our number
is...
Yeah,
and if you have a child whose birthday it'll be, or...
Yeah, something like that as well.
You want to get a mention around the world, send us an email. Let us know. innersight@pmpmail.com.
No attachments or logos, please. Just straight text.
Just the name and
thank
the
you. Yeah, and what their birthday is, or what happened to them, if it was a memorial thing.
All right, I want to thank our new friends at the Long Island Sign Company for helping us get a sign made up.
Yeah.
Greatly appreciate that. And when we get our business cards, we got some business cards being made up. I've got to get the name of the printer. We'll give him a mention.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight around the world. Hey, you need dog food, cat food, medical? Call my buddy Gary at 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Dog food, cat food. And if you tell him you're disabled, he'll try his best to get the food to you. 631-484-3085. All right. Nobody starves on Long Island. Anthony Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good information. 631-888-1186. And we thank Mr. Kennedy for all of his help. And some of our friends, Islip Cleaners, Sunset Restaurant, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, and TuroLawCenter.com, Sutton Insurance, all those companies that have helped us in the past. And we hope to be able to call on them again with our benefit that we're trying to put together for September. All right, we'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our number is 631-224-3090. So that's the Inner Sight number. And we're here every night, 8 to 9, Monday through Friday. Inner Sight around the world. Man of Glad Monday. James Bahamundi is a civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662. You need that kind of advice, give Jim a call. All right, what else we got? I don't know what's going on with it, but next month is supposed to be the celebration of the American Disability Act.
Sorry.
I don't feel like celebrating.
I don't feel like
I refuse to celebrate a set of mumble-jumble rules like that that don't mean a damn thing. And no enforcement. So we'll probably do our own show on that.
Man, we should, you know, because it's really sad.
Unless, you know, we can find enough people who want to get together and demand enforcement.
Yeah.
You know, we'll reach out to some of the people and see what is going on. On July 3rd, Inner Sight will be saluting Joe Esposito, who is a naval who served in the U.S. Navy, who passed away.
Yeah.
My friend Regina, her dad.
Her father, right? Yeah.
And will be part of the memorial on July 3rd. So.
Very nice.
To celebrate the passing of a great American who served this country.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to tell you another mad. Mm-hmm. You know. All the people who served this country who have recently applied for service dog, whether they're blind or disabled, whatever it is, all over the country.
No.
You know, well, let's say all over the world, in fact.
Yeah, for that
not just
matter.
This country. Who will be denied the dog for whatever reason the agencies will make up. There's no regulation, no licensing, no law protect those people. And yet the agencies will use their applications as much as possible to raise money.
That's true.
And they'll tell thousands of these people, oh, we don't have a dog for you. You don't even know if they look for a dog or they train one for that person.
That's true.
It's incredible. Mm-hmm. That is a definite mad that the politicians should remedy immediately. Because they don't have to fight over how much money they're going to spend on that. The money's already there.
Yeah.
All they got to do is pass an executive order and bring
that's
the courts
true.
Into play when a person has a problem with a service dog school.
That's right.
That's all they got to do. There's got to be a way to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they get recognition from the federal government, these service dog schools. Our school has volunteered to be licensed.
Yeah.
We have a federal ID number and all that stuff. Every other service dog school has one.
Yeah.
But there's got to be a way to do that if they really want to do it. We submit that it should be done immediately. Protect all those who have served this country who are going to be denied the service dog without a day in court.
Yeah. It's true.
All right, Inner Sight, 213-816-1650. Mayor, glad Monday. You want to sound off? Oh, I have something I want to ask you about.
Yeah.
You mentioned today that you might go to the beach.
I couldn't go because I didn't have anybody to bring me.
They didn't have what?
Anybody to bring me. I wanted to go.
Oh, yeah, okay. But let's say you had somebody to bring. Now,
right.
Somebody told me, or you had mentioned to me that you go to the lifeguard office, and they're supposed to have a wheelchair.
It helps you get on.
I can get onto the sand.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right. But I was told today by somebody who goes to the beach all the time that there are no lifeguards at the beaches until Memorial Day.
That's correct.
So how are you going to get on? How are you going to get an accessible?
It also depends on which beach you go to as well. Sometimes I go to the beach that's associated with my town, and I don't know if they have it or not. I was going to just go there and ask ask the person who has them in the office and see if they could accommodate. But I would have had to stay on a boardwalk. If that were the case, I would tilt the wheelchair that I had back. But they don't have, everybody could go right onto the sand at that point, but they don't have any way of just, if I wanted to just lie down on the sand or anything, I have no way of getting on the sand like everybody else. No.
To me, that's a definite mad.
Yeah.
That the wheelchair is not made for adaptability.
No, it isn't.
It should be.
And
it should be made for total adaptability to be able to go and do what everything else, what everybody else can do who has a natural movement.
But
that's
now there's also another issue that I was thinking of also. I said, wait a second. If I take this wheelchair or even the other wheelchair, the newer one that I just got, which is a manual wheelchair, I'm going to have trouble with the wheelchair getting sand into the system. So I said, oh, great.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Do that. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
It should be sealed. It should be a sealed system, number one,
sure.
So nothing gets in the engine part of the wheel. No, not engine, but you know what I mean, like all the motor that's for the passenger.
Yeah, the moving parts.
The
moving
parts.
With sand.
Right, and I don't want that to happen. Then also you should have something.
And if
that
happens, they're going to blame you.
Exactly. You went on the thing and you're not supposed to. How am I not, how am I supposed
don't
to
blame
know?
Me. I didn't make the damn wheelchair.
No,
your
or
fault.
I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules. What am I supposed to do? I just wanted to enjoy myself, but you're blamed anyway. I'm not supposed to have a life.
Well, the rules should be that they make the damn thing right that it doesn't happen.
Right. That's correct.
So there you have another. Now, where does the ADA protect you with this?
It doesn't at all. You have to get an indoor wheelchair and pray that if you go outdoors with it, that it don't mess up. There are certain wheelchairs that if you qualify for them because you have a really bad disability, you get them, okay? But you don't get them if you don't have that disability, which is kind of weird. I sit down and I scratch my head.
Oh,
so I have to be
there
really
it is again.
Up. Yeah.
It's the money.
It is the money.
It's the damn-ass money. Everybody should have the money in a fund for their wheelchair.
That's
the agencies and the government should split the cost. Then you could have the chair made the way you need it.
The way you want it. That's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's the answer.
That is the answer.
To the problem. and the government could save money on it.
Yeah, they sure can. You know?
So
that's something
that
should have been thought of a long time
mad
ago.
Mad in my mind.
It is a mad because it's your legs and people are not realizing it. It is your legs. You know, that's the issue right there. It's part of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
And they don't give two hoots. You know? That's a sad thing.
No, the law doesn't punish people for making you have equipment like that. They should.
No, they should is right.
Should.
And it's another thing.
There should be penalties. There should be.
There should
people
be.
Should lose their license.
Yeah.
You know? And the money should be there, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
It's not looked upon like
definitely
that.
Definitely not given priority when you need a wheelchair for many reasons other than just functional ability. You need the wheelchair
another,
for my reason.
Another thing that we need mandated
and
changed.
Yeah.
All right, Interstate, let's see if anybody's on the line. 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday? You're mad about something? Glad? Let's hear it.
We have Maureen, and she was ready to be tied this afternoon, but she's on, waiting patiently. Here she is. Okay?
All right.
Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Maureen from Queens.
I'm,
hello.
Yes, I'm not mad. I'm livid.
Oh. I knew it.
Yeah. Hi, Frank, too, and Suzanne. I got a call today, Age Well, to get everything set up, you know, for my mom, because she's going to be discharged on July 1st. And, well, she told me Friday there was a little something she had to check out, the lady. Okay, so now seems that, I don't, you know, none of this makes sense. I was talking to somebody else. She can't be discharged. They can't remove the Medicaid code until she's released on July 1st, which now means that she can't have a home a home attendant when she gets home. There could be a month of just 20 hours each week. How are we supposed to do this when my mom needs so much care? Now, she was evaluated 2 weeks ago tomorrow, and the girl said she could go home, pick one of the plans, and, you know, call and set it up. Okay, so that's what we did. Now, the other night I called, and the girl told me if they set it up now, she could be enrolled by June 1st and be discharged by July 1st. So what is this garbage now with this program called CHAR that has messed up everything?
Yeah.
It might be.
I'm sorry?
As she explained it to me.
Complicated. It is.
It is. But as she explained it to me, it acts as a in-between program, but it's not a full program. So what, you know, that's what she told me. So what they do is they use it as an evaluation program. So they acknowledge that you need more hours by using that program as a go-between. Then they just, from what I understand from my own experience, then they add the hours. But that's not, you know, neither here nor there. They're evaluating you and her on the outside, which is really beyond
she
me.
She can't
have
a go-between. She needs service right pronto when she gets released. There is no time. I mean, she needs this care immediately. So
that's
what
right.
kind of crap is this? I'm so sorry to use that. But what kind of nonsense is it? She's 86 years old.
No,
our plan was to get this up. I'm sorry, Susan.
It's always done. It's done for, like, any person who, every and any person. They would have done it because I had asked about it myself when I was trying to get my mom taken out, and I said, well, wait a second.
Hello?
She got cut off.
Oh. I
mean, yeah,
my mom
the...
needs, now, yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I mean,
no,
the girl,
ahead.
When she did the evaluation, should have mentioned this process of this CHAR thing. I mean, We got this apartment. It's all the way up in New Rochelle, where we're not familiar with, not the greatest of neighborhoods. You know, I can't be up there indefinitely or maybe forever without my mom. That was the whole purpose of getting this place in the first place, so that we could be together for whatever time we have left, especially since this damn freaking pandemic had a strike and rape us away of 16 months of our lives. And that Fauci, he should be hung by his masks for what he did to this country and the world. He helped fund that lab.
Sorry about that.
And he should be held on treason for what he did. Truly, truly, he should be. And so now I just hope this works out, because I am not going to live up in New Rochelle by myself. I know that. That I know. This was a hardship from the get-go, but at least we were going to be together. Now, if this doesn't work out, I don't know what the heck we're going to do. But I am tired of it. I am tired of waking up every day to this garbage over stupid money issues, and that is what it boils down to, money.
Yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing.
It is.
I think what you should do is go right to the top, to the commissioner's office.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Medicaid issue, right?
Yeah. Medicaid and care, both, Frank.
You got to go right to the top of the commissioner's office, you know, and demand an emergency hearing if they don't have someone there to help your mom when you get there.
Well,
that's what you got to do.
Issue. It's not a straight Medicaid, what do you call, program. It's a program that Medicaid contracted. So that's,
what,
I don't know how.
Still, they're responsible.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
It's their
what
people.
They
hired them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, they have to know she needs a lot of care. She's not a person that's just getting out from
they
rehab
do.
Or
but
something.
You know what it is? But you know what it is? They said that to me when I was trying to get my mom out before she passed. They said, but this is what they're going to do. They do this to everybody. They want to make sure that you really need all that care. They don't want to take your word for it, the nursing home's word for it. They want to do an evaluation, and their evaluation is to make you in this CHOP program. Okay.
She's already been evaluated by the damn Medicaid people down here. I think they know the care she needs. We spent an hour on the phone evaluating a two-way. How many evaluations? This is more damn people being given jobs, just like Cindy, and nothing gets accomplished. And
I know.
Too many people not doing. It's just too much.
You
I'm sorry, Suzanne.
To
I think I stepped on you.
No, it's okay. You What needs to be done is the programs need to, you know, start being minimized and not have as many programs and join them together and make this happen and not have all this BS going on.
Right.
Because obviously people are
but these people are only allowed to give you so much. If you go beyond that, their answer is the damn nursing home. So
no,
that's really
it's
what
not
it's
that.
About.
No, that's not. This is then they put you towards the plan that you originally wanted to sign up for, and then they say, okay, she's eligible for that plan, like the age, well, blah blah blah, you know, stuff like that. But in the meantime, you can't be fully. Notice the word I say, fully eligible for that plan, unless
well, that's
you
what I just said.
That way,
well, is that asinine or no? Isn't that kind of asinine? I mean, really?
Sure.
Put people through that?
It is, yeah. But you know what? See,
it's all designed to keep people in the damn nursing home. That's what you're up against. That's what you're fighting.
Yeah. That's what you
well,
are
she ain't
fighting,
gonna stay
and,
in the damn nursing home because they ain't gonna get their money in the damn nursing home unless they let her out either there. Because I'll need that money for home care.
That's right.
If I have to pay it on my own.
Yeah, you should.
Yes.
So they either let her out and get her the immediate care that she needs, or they're not going to get their pay starting next month.
That's why I told you to contact the commissioner's office.
Yeah.
Because then we'd have a chance to go to the newspapers if we have to.
Yes.
Because that's
yes.
what they're going to say. Did you contact the commissioner?
Yeah.
Where is the commissioner's office again?
It's probably
Medicaid.
Commissioner Medicaid, and it's probably
in
one.
Albany.
That's and if you go straight
the
up
state,
to the commissioner
right?
in Albany, the state, yeah. And then
yeah.
that's you just ask for the commissioner. He doesn't want to meet with you or whatever, go through the appeals thing. Then you're going to have to at least get an appeal set up and then go to the commissioner's office again. Say, I got an appeal already set up, and I want you to be there. That's all.
And how long does this take?
Well, they better do it quick because we're going to go
they
to the
They should
newspaper.
Give you an emergency
right.
hearing.
Yeah.
I mean, now the girl I talked to last week, she said if she enrolls, if she signs up now, we can enroll her for the month of June, starting June 1st, and she'll be discharged July 1st. Nothing was mentioned about CHAR or anything.
No, she didn't. Not one thing, right?
No, nothing. She wasn't yeah. with AgeWell at that time. It was just, and then she told me that they have two programs that are contracted with Silvercrest. So she
right.
could use them because she didn't have a date yet to be discharged, but she does have a date. But
I would go right
go with...
to the commissioner and say, we're moving in July 1st, and I want my mother to have AIDS.
Yeah,
right.
You know, otherwise right. I'm going to the newspapers.
Yeah,
I mean,
she's right. He's right.
This is a big
That's
move.
What you should do.
We're being taken away from all our friends and everything we know. The apartment is very nice, and that's about the extent of what's nice about it. It's a lot of work. I have to transfer a lot, not transfer even, set up new things for my EBT and everything. So it's been a hardship. And if after all this doesn't happen because of damn Medicaid and their freaking...
Where is the independent living center? What they've abandoned you? Where the hell are they?
I
now?
Said I. They didn't do anything anyway. They didn't do. She gave me another Open Doors. It's not Sydney, so maybe I could call them. But I mean, the one the other day,
they
should
fire you and push this through. You know.
What, say it again.
But they probably can't because they'll violate their state contract.
Yeah, I mean,
crazy.
The other day it was, just call, pick the program, they'll evaluate and blah, blah, blah. Nothing was mentioned about an interim of CHAR. Nothing.
Well, I would
when
go right to the commissioner with it.
When did
Don't
CHAR
waste your
start?
Time with all these other things.
Yeah, I think you should go to the commissioner because that's the only way you're going to get something done. Seriously, he could order a lot more things and faster than your traditional, supervisor in a Medicaid
Maureen, call me off the air.
Yeah.
I'll give you Roland's number. You call Roland, he'll tell you who the commissioner is.
Of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how to contact him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Call you off the air tonight, Frank, or tomorrow or when?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call me.
Tonight or tomorrow? Tonight or tomorrow? Which is that?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Call me tomorrow
okay.
late in the day, and I'll give you the...
Roland.
Or you can call me tonight. Call me tonight.
After
I'll give
the
you
show. Okay.
And you
All
call
right.
him
okay,
and
that's
tell
awesome.
Him who you are and tell
right.
him what's going on and ask him who's the commissioner of Medicaid. He'll know.
He'll know.
Yeah. Right.
Or he can look it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He sure will.
I'll do that. Yeah, because she, you know, she's, hooray, I'm getting, you know, and all this. And then for it to be, you know, a fly in the ointment like this, it's just sickening. It really is, truly. But I don't know why that girl said we'd enroll her, you know, and she'd have the month of enrollment, and then she'd be, that sounded excellent. That sounded perfect. Yeah. And then this starts with the 20 hours and... Well, I'm going to see what that girl has to say, too. Do you know the social worker? Duh. Left me a message, Suzanne. I left the other phone empty because we were talking to Miss Fields on the other one, right?
Right.
And I left the other one empty because that's the one the social worker had been calling on. So she leaves a message on this one.
Which one did you mention? This one first, I think, to her on that message. I think we mentioned this
one. No, it wasn't her. Her social worker at the nursing home I'm talking about.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So instead of calling on the 347 number that she's been calling on, no, she leaves the message, and it wasn't much of a message anyway, but she leaves it on this one.
Well,
and she
I
has two numbers, so
people.
You think
I
she would have
right
called
the
other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think she's starting to become afraid that I told her we were advocates and they were helping you out. She started to become afraid. Oh, boy. Got to do something now.
Oh, yeah, we're at. That's
oh,
why
well,
we're
that wasn't the social worker.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't actually talk to her social worker. That was Miss Fields from Agewell. You haven't had the pleasure of this. You haven't had the pleasure of this.
Oh wait, boy, does she have a lot to be afraid of when we start, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this is they should. What is the point of this? Just to make people, you know, it's just it makes no sense.
In a frenzy,
this country is so
and they not do anything. That does not fair. You don't do that to a patient or their family just because you don't know what's going on. You find out.
Right.
Simple. You tell them the truth and you find out.
Well, they kind of
look
up her.
You can say to them something as easy, I don't know, but I will definitely find out for you. They'll respect that more than they'll respect you thinking that, you know, they know and then you waiting or whatever. That's worse, I think.
Right.
Tell the truth.
Well, they had to have looked up her case to know stuff. They had to have seen that she's going to need quite a lot of care, you know? So why would you put her with this char stuff? You know?
I don't know, but that's really, they did that, they went tempted to do that with my mom as well. So I think it's just protocol, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know. And is this only New York? Is this New York, the great New York?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Because Medicaid comes from the state, right?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah, so again, it's the stupid-ass New York. Oh, I wish I could get so far out of this state. I wish I could.
I don't think it's only in this state. I think it's all over. They sort of follow a guideline.
Every state
so
is
right.
They follow the color blue. That's what they follow, blue. Used to be my favorite color. I hate it now. I despise the color blue, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
It's like red now.
All right,
red's in
the sight, Matt or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. So, Maureen, call me after the program, and I'll give you that number.
Okay.
Okay,
you got to go right to the top.
631-266.
You know?
Oh, sorry. Uh-oh. Sorry. Ah.
You go right to the top.
Oh, hi.
Sorry about that.
You tell them.
That's all right.
You know, you want help there for your mom when you move in.
Right.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Demand
okay,
it.
Okay, the 266 number, right? The 631-266, right?
No, his number? The
244-3090.
Okay, 224. Got it.
Okay. All right,
thanks, guys.
All right.
Maureen, take care.
Matt or Glad. Okay. You too. And
thanks.
We're on television, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. Thursday night, 7:30, Long Island, Altice. That goes all over Long Island. Channel 20, 7:30, Thursday night. Now, you see, you have a typical case here of what's going on. When you have to deal with all these people, all these stupid programs, all because the money is not in a fund for the person's protection who needs it. This is what happens when other people control your money. And this problem is going to continue until it's mandated and made a law that the money must be in the name of the disabled person,
right,
to have whatever aids you need.
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason they don't want to do that is because they don't want you to get out of the damn nursing home. They want you to stay in there.
That's
right. They want you to die there.
That's right.
That's the whole damn thing.
I wonder
they don't
if
want
they
you
get
to get out of the nursing home. None of these agencies want you to get out of the nursing home.
No. I wonder.
They only will give you the amount of time that they're allowed to give you. They won't go beyond that because the state will put them out of business.
I wonder, Frank, if the agencies and these, nursing homes and all of that get a kickback from, the death.
Sure.
Yeah, the death.
There's plenty of that.
People. Yeah, I really do. Oh, would I
plenty
love to find out.
Somebody was telling me today that they believe that the guide dog schools are giving money to the state for sending them people, and they raise money. I'm talking about mostly about the Vested and the Commission for the Blind. They raise money, and you don't even know if they've trained a dog for the person.
Yeah,
but they raise the money.
I believe that. Yeah.
Does the state get part of that?
Yeah, I won't doubt it.
That's never been investigated. That's why you need a law.
Yeah.
All these things need to be investigated.
Mm-hmm.
You need a tough-ass lawyer to really investigate this stuff.
Yeah.
They ought to appoint Olga Murray.
Yeah, she was a criminal lawyer once.
Yeah. So there you have it. You have to intimidate these people. That's why I told her to call the commissioner.
Yeah.
Call the commissioner and tell the commissioner, if my mother's not protected, my next call is Eyewitness News.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to get tough ass with these son of a bitches, because they don't care about you.
No, like,
they want you to go to the nursing home to die.
That's right. Look what they did to my mom,
the
dad,
whole damn thing.
Aunt. Wait, there's more. My mom, dad, aunt, my grandmother, all of them. All of them.
Yeah, you and 25 million others.
Right. Just because our family could not afford the home care. Yeah.
Go to our website. Read the petition, and you'll see what we mean. Innersight.info.
Mm-hmm.
Read the petition on nursing homes. See, the agencies don't want that petition on our website. Let them take it off. Let them try it. I'd like to see them try it.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, one, let's do the Able News.
Yeah. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. You want to see the petitions? Innersight.info. You can now see them on our website, two petitions.
Yes.
Sign both. Read them. Read the petitions, And then, if you want to do your own investigation, call the service dog school. Ask them to show you their license to train a dog. Where's your license?
Yeah.
Ask them how many people who have served this country will be denied a service dog this week.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any answers to that. You'll get a runaround. On the nursing home thing, you know, read it.
Yeah.
Sign it.
See, my mom there with the black eye, how she you know, just sat there and she had to use the, you know, facilities, and she wanted to walk to the bathroom. They didn't let her and made her go on the commode and held her down, and that's why she got a black eye, and they started pushing on her belly. Yeah. See, my mom with the black eye. Yeah. That's one of the pictures.
Yeah, and we're trying to raise the money to give people the time they need that the state won't give them, world.
That's right.
See? Not one damn agency in this world is helping us to raise that money. Because they don't want people to be out of nursing homes. They want them to go die in a nursing home.
Yeah, they do.
How crazy it is, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you. So read the petitions and sign them and, you know, help Intersight. 213-816-1650. Mad or Glad Monday. I wish there was more glad.
Yeah.
You can't have any glad about
when
these damn agencies.
No.
I don't know any. You ever noticed lately you haven't heard any glads about any agencies for the disabled?
Yeah, because number one, you can't contact them right after COVID. There's no way. These agencies, for some reason,
I mean, where are
you
they?
Can't contact them.
How come there isn't one agency, and I know a lot of them listen to our show.
Right. Mm-hmm.
How come there isn't one agency that'll contact Maureen and say, look, we'll pay for the damn aid. Get your mother out of there until the Medicaid kicks in. Don't worry about it. We'll pay. If Intersight had the damn money, you know what I'd do? I'd call them up and they'd say, you know what? Kiss our ass, you son of a bitch.
That's right. I know you would.
Mary's not going to die in a nursing home.
No, not like
that's
that.
Exactly what I would do. As the director of Intersight. And I don't give a damn who likes it and who doesn't.
Right.
Because
and I know
crap
you felt
should be
bad
criminal.
That it happened to my mom. You had no control over that. I know that. Things were happening too quick with my mom. You know? I know
you
that.
Didn't have the money to
tried.
Bring her, to get her out.
No, I didn't.
Agencies had the money. They didn't
right.
do a damn thing about it.
No. No, I know you would have if you had the money. I know you would have.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You can't do that. You cannot do that half-assed. That has to be done.
No.
Solidly.
Fully. Yeah, no.
Fully and solidly.
It was just too quickly things had happened. And I know that you would have done that if you had the money. I know it. In my heart.
Well, there's plenty of people that had the money and didn't do it. So I blame them.
Yeah.
I hold them responsible partially for your mother's death and all the others.
Yeah.
Because they aren't doing a damn thing about it.
Yeah, I know. There's
you know,
some,
they
there's
stood
the,
by and enabled her to die in a damn nursing home.
Yeah, I know.
Including the independent living center. They didn't do a damn thing either.
Yeah, I know.
How good
How about
it is?
The agencies for dementia? Every single one of them. Every single one of them. There's more than one in case everybody doesn't
know. You know
what
they'll say? Yeah. Oh, if we do it for one, we got to do it for all. Well, hell, why
so
not?
So do it. Why not?
What are you there for?
Yeah, what are you there for? Research only? That's not going to help us all out.
They're there to draw big-ass salaries and take advantage of people who are disabled.
That's right.
That's what they're there for.
And if you're
There's
not there
proof.
For that, prove to me that you aren't there for that. Show me a way that you're not there for that. And, you know, you can't bring back my mother, but show me that you're not there for just doing that. You know? I don't believe you.
Reminds me of the story of my friend in Boston who is a lawyer. He used to be a cop. Tough-ass mm-hmm. guy. Richard. I can't think of his last name. But he had a client who had serious dementia. And they wanted to put him away. You know?
Oh, boy.
He found a guy who served with him in the Army and moved them in as roommates. And the guy was fine.
Yeah?
You know, he knew this guy. He knew who he was.
Yeah.
You know, he lived his life out with his roommate, with his buddy. You know?
Yeah.
Now, there's the proof that this can work.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
This guy had money, though.
Yeah.
He had plenty of money to pay this uh-huh. person and, you know, pay the rent and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There's the difference.
Yeah.
You have the money, you can do it.
Has a better setup, right, from what you know? Remember you said to me that our other friend, I don't know about that. Not anymore? Massachusetts?
Who knows? These things change from year to year. Who knows what they got now?
I thought Pidge said it was better. She
used
moved
to be.
After that. Isn't
I don't know
name?
About now.
Oh.
They
yeah.
still got nursing homes.
Oh, jeez. They should get rid of those.
What the hell? How can it be that much better if there's still nursing homes with thousands
That's
and millions
true.
Of people? They're
yeah.
still rejecting people
for that
from
program?
Getting out of nursing homes.
That's true.
So I don't consider them any better. I don't consider okay. any state better that has nursing homes and doesn't mm-hmm. get the funds into the hands of the person who needs it.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
To me, they're all the same.
Yeah, I agree with
I mean,
that.
You may
all
find a few... individuals here and there within the nursing home that
that's
try,
right.
you know.
Yeah.
But that's about it. The,
I never
the thing
thought
as a
I
whole
would be fighting for my mom. And my aunt is now forgetting, too. So now I have a feeling I'll be fighting for my aunt shortly. And it's just a lousy thing that I have to be fighting for all these people. And then I pray to God I don't have to fight for my own self.
Sure,
all
because
these people,
she doesn't have the money.
Right.
She doesn't have
yeah,
the money in the fund
here.
That says,
she's
stay out
here.
Of a nursing home. That's what the fund should
right.
say. Stay yeah. out of a nursing home.
That's right.
And every
Simple.
Year, an agency should add $10,000 or more to it.
That's right.
You know? They could make
yeah.
money on it, and they
yes,
still
they
don't
can.
Give a damn.
They can manage it for you, and that's where they make the money. They don't understand that, but they could charge a small fee.
No, the person,
doesn't have
the person
to be large.
Should manage it themselves. They should make
no,
the
no,
money
what
on
I
the
mean
fundraising
is,
end.
Yeah, but that's to, like, they have managing fees, and managing fees could be anywhere from $5, you know, like that. You know, or anywhere to five.
No,
nah,
they would
whatever.
Make them with the inner sight idea. They would make their money on the fundraising. If they
yeah,
raise $10,000, they could raise 20.
That's true.
And they would keep half, and half would go into the, and then the government would put up $10,000. There's $20,000 right there.
Right there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that
and then you keep
that.
Adding to it and adding to it, so that when the person is old enough,
yeah.
they need that help, the damn money is there.
That's
and
right.
the agencies would benefit from that because every
yeah.
year they can use it as an excuse to fundraise.
That's right.
And help people.
Yeah.
Do you know how much money they would make on that damn thing?
That's right. They would make a good amount of money.
They would make a lot
and
of money,
especially if
believe.
They're matching.
Really
you know
would.
How they say when people say, oh, my employer matches? Well, they have those programs in other ways. So if they match what they, you know, another agency puts in or like the government puts in, if they match, you know, the agency matches, do you know how much they could make off of that? A lot.
It has to be a federal mandate.
That's
the only
right.
way it's going to work.
That's true.
All right, in of sight. Anybody on the phone?
It was just Maureen and that's it, and us now.
All right.
We have about
Metaglad Monday. Tomorrow night is open mic. Wednesday, we're going to have a guest.
Yep.
My buddy Doug and I go back to the Stevie Wonder days. Doug used to work for Stevie.
Uh-huh.
And now he's trying to become a stand-up comic.
Ah.
So we'll have Doug on some stories about Stevie Wonder that you probably never heard before.
That must be.
And, you know, try to get Doug to do a couple of jokes, maybe a routine or whatever.
That'd be cool.
So that's Wednesday's show.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday, I don't know, we got a topic for Thursday?
Yeah, you said something, and I was about to go to the episode.
I forget what
so
it was.
I want you to know. Yeah, it said, they say not to talk about politics and religion. That's what I put in.
Politics and religion. All right. Well, we might do that on Thursday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friday is the funnies, all right?
Yeah.
Friday. Now, who's this editor I'm supposed to call?
Let me get to it. I wasn't
Where'd you get this from? Is this a...
It was in our email. The other email.
Is this one of those...
I don't know.
Scam things or what? I hope not.
I don't know. It's as if you'd like feedback from one of our best editors in the business. It sounds like it, but I want to make sure.
Oh, feedback.
It is that. Yeah.
Oh.
From our best editors in the business, then you're in luck. Reed Z editor Rebecca Heyman is back this week with First Line Frenzy. I don't know what that means, but anyway, maybe that's the name of like a blog or something. I don't know. Where she
Oh, you got an email from
reviews, yeah, and reviews opening lines submitted by viewers. Oh, she's gonna. Oh, all right. So yeah, this is more of an advertisement. It looks like. Yeah, viewers can read. I mean, give her open lines and presentations, and she'll read them and critique them. It's just a critique. Giving you her frank opinions and sharing practical steps for improvement. Any writer can send an opening line, just register below for instructions on how to tune in and submit your entry, and registration's free. I don't know how they got our email, but
I don't know. But you want to give us improvement? Anybody out there, give us the money to help these people.
Yeah,
that's what we really need.
Yeah.
You know. All right, Inner Sight. We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Suzanne, co-host, engineer, all our listeners, and we thank you very much. Say hello to my new friend, Pamela Raymond, soap opera queen.
Yeah.
And thank you to all of our friends who helped put Inner Sight out here. We greatly appreciate that. 631-224-3090 is the phone number. Thank you. Be cool. Stand vigilant. Strengthen that immune system. Wild oil of oregano. Keep taking it. You know, it'll stand against any virus. Vitamin C, zinc is good.
Yeah.
Apple cider vinegar.
There's the other one that we that Gary Noel recommended. It's got...
All right.
We'll
put it up tomorrow night. Inner Sight, thank you so much for listening.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night.
Inner sight.